Pshita Taisa says is that the richtige psak, the appropriate psak, when you have a sfeika of a minor, that should be called alangrat. By us, there's a special exception because there's a reason to do yachleiku because of a thing called an anansadi. What is this mysterious anansadi? This mysterious anansadi kept the Elam HaTorah busy for David Davis. There's a reason. There's an exception over here. I'm deliberately choosing my words. There's an exception here. There shouldn't be a din of called up Yachleku, which are called Olam Bar. There's a sieve over here. There's an Ansadi. This is an Ansadi. Put the imagination of all the Ben Torah, the last 1,000 years. What do you mean? So we saw yesterday, and I hinted out for you, Shleimer, Chonan, others, they took on, they went to Hechacha, a raya. There's a raya that is yours. It's common for common raya, the Torah didn't mean that. Which, by the way, why is there Yetzirah to say he means a raya? Because he says Anansadi. So I want to point that out. He says Anansadi, there's all arichos that we know for sure. By the toughest Hadi day, very dramatic lashonos, and that caused many gedolei achorim and many gedolei rabbeinu to learn. The Torah is meant to say we have a yechacha that is yours. That's exactly. But I want to take a step back and realize the feed that shot. So why are we saying yechlikah over here? Because we have a resolution. We have a raya that belongs to both of them. Atkan shot of Tosis. We have a number of rayas that's not the shot Tosis. I got the loshen the mashal like that. But it can't be the pshat. Pshat, right? I'm born as report yesterday. From one of Shlishi, I'm not going over the raya again, but I do want to sharpen it in light of a few conversations that I had last night. Why from one of Shlishi don't you have a hoichocha? I want to say it in one sentence, which is crystal clear. What does it mean that when somebody's holding a car, somebody's holding my suit, somebody's holding my shirt, what does it mean that it's a raya? What's metos? What's the raya? So, a raya, by the way, is very balabatish. The raya is very circumstantial. The raya is, how did it get to you? What's it doing there? How did it get to you? How did it get to you? People don't steal. People don't mug. So how did the object get to you? If I says it's yours, otherwise, how did it have a kasha? If I want a shlishi, I don't have a kasha how the mana got to you. I know how it got to you. Two people came and gave you a pikadon, right? So, if I want a shlishi, there's no raya to anything, because the raya always is, how did the object get to me? How did it get to me? It must be A, B, C, and D. But one shlishi, I know how it got to you. I know the story exactly what happened. One guy came with 200, one guy came with 100. They made one package and they gave it to you. So I know how it got to you. So the fact is, by you, it's a raya to anything? The answer is no. That, by the way, ends the pshat of raya. But one shlishi, there's no raya to anything because we know how the object got to you. So it's not, what's the raya to? It's a raya what? It's a raya that the money belongs to both people? Why? Because how did it get to you? I know how it got to you. So what is the raya? There is no raya. That's Aleph. Another raya that I have is a shocking raya. That's one raya that it can't be on Ansadi. The next raya that I have is the next case of Tosus. Tosus brings out a case of Shlam Aduk and Mishtar. I want to bring today three rayas that the Lashon of an Ansadi can't mean a hachacha, literally, a Baal Batash raya. Raya number one is one of Shlishi, I just explained. One of Shlishi, there's no raya. My second case is the case of Shlam Aduk and Mishtar. Taisi says about Shlaim Aduk and Mishtar, also you have Oichzen, and it's Yichoyel Yosemes, because sometimes the Leuven pays off him, etc. I want to say a Dov and Nifla. Rabbi Yisai, when two people are holding on to a Shtar, is there an Ansadi that it belongs to both of them? What's the Oichzen? I'll explain what I mean. When two people are holding on to a Shtar, what's the Ansadi going to say? That the Shtar is both of them? What's the practical mashmaros of the Shtar is both of them? Then how much do you owe? You owe half, right? That's what both means. Both means that half is the malvus, half the loivus. So I'm just going to give a very simple kasha. I always say, what happens when a malva pays a loiva half a loan? A loiva owes a malva $1,000, and the loiva paid $500. What do they do, by the way? So there's two eights is what they do. One eight is they rip up the shtar, and they write a new shtar, or they write a receipt. I have a new yeshiva sheitza. Whenever you pay $500 to the malva, spend the rest of your life walking around with a marble holding onto the star. Yeah, it's. So he asked the guy, like, what are you doing? Over here? Guy goes into shul, two guys, Reuven, Shimon. They know that Shimon never came to shul before. So what's he doing over here? He's holding onto the star with Reuven, right? He says, what are you doing with me? I paid him half, and how am I going to show I paid half? I'm holding on to half. That's absurd, right? What do you do when you pay off the half? Either you write a shiver, you write a receipt. That means the star stays $1,000, but I have a receipt that I paid 500, or you rip up the star and you write a new star. It's not an option to walk around carrying a star together. So two people who carry a star together, there's no anansati that we see $500 by you and $500 by you. What we see is two weird people who are schlepping around a piece of paper. So there's no anansati there that half is yours, half is yours. We don't see half the money by you. It could be that you paid up. That could be. But I don't see anansati. I don't see a chichoch. There's a chichoch you paid up half. Where's the pokasha? There's a chichoch you paid up half. Where's a chichoch you paid up half? Why? Because there's two people holding on to their star. Two people holding on to their star is what people would do when they paid up a half of a star. Of course not. So the state of two guys holding on to a star is not a riot that you paid up half. So a chichoch there is. And that's riot number two, that it can't be a chichoch. Riot number three is a critical riot, and I want to expand on it. You'll ask me why am I expanding so much to explain? Because the Pashut Shantos says it's an ansadi. The Pashut Shantos is a chacha. So he said, Ramon Shlishi, there's no chacha like I just explained. By shtar, there's no chacha. There's a chacha that you paid half. Two guys holding onto a shtar is not a chacha to anything, by the way. Riot number three is very, very tifa riot, and I want to explain about chacha. You all know, Mishnah says a case, right number three is very, very, very important and very complicated. Old cup. But it's a raya muchachas. All the Gedolei Acharonim bring this raya. Mishnah says, what happens Zomer Kula Shili Zomer Chetzer Shili? What are we passing? Zomer Kula Shili Zomer Chetzer Shili. What are we passing? This guy takes three quarters, this guy takes a quarter. Says Rashi, why? Rashi is like this, you made it and half is yours. They ain't done him, so what's the fight about? What are we fighting about? Fighting about half. Says Rashi, on the half that we're fighting about, Kibish Patarishan, we do the original did, we split it. Kibish Patarishan. Mashem, Donat Alav, you split. So Rashi explains that when I say Kula Shali and you say Chetzi Shali, why do I get a quarter? Explains Rashi, because half is not part of the Din Torah, you're made it. What is the Din Torah about? Half. On half, you're asking, Kibish Patarishan, what's Kibish Patarishan mean? The same way by Kula Shali, we split what you're arguing about. By Kula Shali and Chetzer Shali, you also split what you're arguing about. You're arguing about half, the other half you omeida. Tosef Rosh argues. Tosef Rosh is a kasha. In fact, the Tosef Rosh, Josep is over here, we give the guy a quarter, holla, he's muchzik in half. I used to see Tosef Rosh today, little Tosef Rosh, the famous Tosef Rosh. Tosef Rosh over here, in the little Tosef Rosh, he has a kasha. I'm Kula Shali, Chetzer Shali, he doesn't understand. What does Josh want? Does Josh coming to explain? Why do you get a quarter? How are you holding on to half? What is the answer? He says you're only called a muzik in the half that you are arguing about. The half that you're made, you're not called a muzik. That's what Tosef Rosh. Tosef Rosh is coming to explain, obviously. Why is it that you get a quarter? You're holding on to a half. So what does he answer? Hold on to Shatavitz. He answers that the half that you were made, you become not a mozik in. That means, this is the famous study that Rosh says that you cite, that the mozakis is measured the feet of tightness. That means, when I want to go down up, how much are you mozik in? How much are you mozik in it? You're mozik a half, you're mozik a whole, you're mozik a quarter. First I have to down up what the machlekes is about. The Tanya says, I was made the half is yours, so that half is off the program. I'm not a muzik in that half. Now there's another half, and the other half are both equally muzik. Mela says, the Rosh, that's where you get a quarter. I want to stop here, I want to stall a major stall. We're looking at a machlekes between Rashi and the Tais of Rosh. Why when you say Kula and you say Chetzi, why do you get a quarter? Rashi says, what do you mean, it's a no-brainer. Half, you're only fighting about half. You split half. Half is a quarter. Tais of Rosh apologizes. Tais of Rosh says, that the part that you were made, that you're not a Mosekin. What is it for? I want to stop here. I'm studying one of the major Machlekes in over here. Why does Tosef have to apologize and say that the half that you were made, you're not a Mosekin, you're only Mosekin, the other half, and the other half is also a Mosekin, so we split it half-half. Rashi said a simple Zach. There's no Din Torah about the other half, correct? The whole Din Torah is about this half, so we split it half-half. Kemish Patarishan. Mashu Donin. Toys R Us wasn't satisfied with that. Toys R Us said a whole shtickle Torah. He said, the chiluk that you made, you're not a mozik. So what are you mozik in? And the half that you're tiny, and that half, he's also a mozik. What did you say that for? It's very simple. And the part that you made, he's not the entire about. The entire is about half. So Rashi says the pashtus. What does this Moshef to apologize for? Says Reb Nachum and everybody else. One of the major lishitoses of this man. We already said the first day of this man that Rashi holds that the Yechleku is not because of the Ayuzim. We already said the first day of this man that according to Rashi, the Yechleku has nothing to do with Ayuzim. Rashi says, what do you need Ayuzim for? So why are you doing Yechleku according to Rashi? It's a psaxophic. We don't know what to do. We do Yechleku. Says Rashi, and what happens when I say three quarters and I say a whole or you say a half? And Rashi says, a push of the Zach. Why are you making Yechleku? It's a pshara. You don't know what to do? Okay, pshara in what? In what you're arguing about? So when I say kula shuv and I say chatzis shuv, half I'm waiting to you. What's the din Torah about half? On half, make up shuv of a quarter. So according to Rashi, listen to the beauty. According to Rashi, Meirver Abaisai, that the psak is a pshara in what we argue about. So according to Rashi, the case of kula shuv chatzis shuv is a no-brainer. Why do we do yachleiku? We do yachleiku in what we're arguing about. So when we say kula shuv, we're arguing about the whole amount. When I say kula shuv and you say chatzis shuv, what are we arguing about? We're arguing about the half. On half, make up shuv of a quarter. So Rashi the Shitasu holds that the Yachleiku is a pshara. Rashi the Shitasu learns that it's a psak of Sufik. So Rashi says two words. What does Rashi say? Hello, what are you arguing about? You're arguing about the whole thing? No, you're arguing about half. On half, you make a pshara of a quarter, like Kimish Banarishan, like the first case. So Rashi the Shitasu who learns that Yachleiku is a pshara. Rashi the Shitasu learns that Yachleiku is a psak Sufik. So Rashi says a zach, which is a simple zach. You always have to check what the dintayr is about. How much they're arguing about. What's the suffix over here? On half there's no suffix. So on half there's a suffix. You get a quarter. But the Tosfos Rosh was going like Tosfos. That the reason why we give you half is because you're a mozik in half. Isn't it a beauty? In fact, the Tosfos Rosh Akasha, what do I care if you said a whole and you said a half? In fact, the halik of Tosfos Rosh, you're mozik in half. Two guys holding on to a talus. And on Sadi, you're holding on to him and you're holding on to him, right? So what do I care that he said kula shali? Give me chetzi, because I was what? I'm mufzik in half. In fact, the Tosfos Rosh, a famous kasha. Bish lemelet Rashi, that the Yachleiku has nothing to do with Eichzin. The Eichzin is not a reason to the Yachleiku. The reason why we do Yachleiku is because of Pshara. We have a fight, we split it. So you have to check what the fight's about. The fight's about half, so we split it half, you get a quarter. They're not arguing about the whole. But according to Tosfos Rosh, why do we give you half every time? Because you're mozik in half. So why should I lose out because I was honest and I said chetzi shali? I'm still mozik in half. This kasha bothered the Tosfos Rosh. That's why the Tosfos Rosh, the Shitasoi, had a problem. Why would kulu chetzi shali? Why would exam where kulu shali zem chetzi shali get a quarter? You're mozik in half. You're mozik in half. Why did I give you half when you said kulu shali, by the way? Why when you said kulu shali did I give you half? Because you're mozik in half, right? So because I said chetzi shali, I lose out. I'm more honest. In fact, there's also a bomb kasha. Rashi never had this kasha. Rashi never said that the Eichson's an ansadi. Rashi never said the Eichson's reason to get half. Rashi said the half is a pshara, but I don't know what to do. I split it. You have to go check. First of all, they're arguing about. They're arguing about half. We put your quarter. But according to the pshat of the Tosfos and Tosfos of Rosh, that the reason why we give you half when you said kula shali is because you're an ansadi, that you're holding on to half. So why should you lose out because you said chetzi shali? You're still holding on to half. One second. He's not saying Faket the Nantzadi. Faket is supporting the Nantzadi. The Nantzadi said half is it. And he's saying half is it. Faket is better this way. When he says Chetzi Shali, he's even in better shape. He's supporting the Nantzadi. He's correlating with the Nantzadi. The Nantzadi says half is it. And he's agreeing on half is it. What could be nicer? Two people coming to Bezdin, holding on to a talus. One guy says Chetzi Shali. So he's saying, wow, that's more ridiculous. It looks like that. So why does he get a quarter? He gets a quarter because he was punished because he was an honest guy. What's that? So the big mystery is, one of the great mysteries is, what a Tosfos Rosh answer. So Tosfos Rosh is very lumdish at Teretz. He says, on the chelik, that your moida that it is, you're not even called a mosik. Here, my son, you can faint for such a thing. They don't fainted this morning? You fainted? You can faint for such a thing. What's the answer? Says Tosfos Rosh, the chelik that you are moida, yeah? You're not a mozik in Bechal. Why not? Explain to Rabbi Zeno Tiferet. We only see you mozik in something that you're holding b'taras the Bible. The hef that you're masking is not yours. We don't see you holding onto it at all. It's physically in your hand, but you're not a muzik. We don't see it by you. Yetivarei. By the way, that's what Rashi also that he says. The part that you're made, that you're not muzik. Now, when you think about it, when the world tells us have to say that the part that you're made, you're not muzik, let him just say that the part that you're made is not part of the entire. The entire is in your hand, and we split it. Or does he have to say that the part that you're not made, you're not muzik? He means the whole problem. Because he had a kasha that although you're muzik in half. So give him half. The teretz is, he says, it's not teretz. The amount that you're muzik is lefi your tainus. Because you are made that he owns half, so that half of Michal don't see by you. That's not by you, Michal. The only half that we see by you is the half that you claim is yours. On that half, there's another guy also muzik. So there's two muzokas on the half. On the other half, you Michal not a muzik. We Michal don't see it by you. So they want to play Zosh this morning? I see too many raised eyebrows. Is that going to play Zosh? What? You got a knock over for me? You can get there? Why not? Huh? Talk about a different thing. Yeah, I can hear all types of stuff and why not? You slow them down? Yeah? What type of answer? Well, I'm way down out of moves again. Who cares? What does it mean I'm way down out of moves again? What's game we're on? The teretz is, and muzokas means I see you as the Bible, I leave it by where it is. The part that you made is b'chal, it's not, I don't see by you. So the only part of the talis that b'chal has the b'chal, the partial of muzokas, is the part that you claim is yours. Now, I claim that half is mine, and you claim the whole thing is yours. So the muzokas concentrates on the other half. On the other half, both guys are muzokas, we each carry a quarter. So first of all, I'm selling a major machlekas between Rashi and the Tais of Rosh. It's a clear machlekas. Why by Zelma Kulash and the Zelma Chetzi Shali do we give you a quarter? Rashi says Pashat. Rashi says, by the way, Rashi says Pashat Shad. Rashi says because I'm only arguing about a half, so we split it. Mabaya. Tais says, there's Rosh is a whole apology because you're not a muzik in the other half. What does that say that for? The Tais of Tais Rosh, she tells us like Taisus. That what? That the reason why we give you a half is because you're a muzik in the half. So then the Tais of Rosh is asking a famous kasha that all the Achrayim asked. Why should you get a quarter? You're a muzik in half. There it is, the part that you made, you're not muzik in. Beer hatvarm, like I just said. Muzik means I see you as the Bailam. The chelik that you're not holding as the Bailam, I don't see by you, Bachal. So that means Bachal, I don't see by you. The only half I see by you is the half that you're holding on to, the Torah's Bailam. And on that half, the other guy's also holding on to it. So that's why you get a quarter. Tiferet, in why by Kula Shalei and Chetzi Shalei, do you get a quarter? A huge machlek is Rashi and the Tais is a Rosh.
How's the other guy also
holding on to it? One second. Because he says all things is. Because when a guy holds onto a talis, we see you holding onto the whole thing. So the chelik that you made that's not yours, we don't see you holding onto. But he says the whole talis is his. So we see you holding onto the whole talis. Zogich, that's very nice. That's beautiful. That's emes lamitoi. That's niflamoi. But one thing's clear to me. This pshat of the Tosfos Rosh, that the chazaka is mapped out, the feet, what your tainus are, doesn't make sense if it's a hechacha. I'll explain. Rabbi Say, what does a hechacha mean? Do you know what a hechacha means? What does a nansadi mean? If you take a nansadi in its literal meaning. A nansadi hechacha means, I'll tell you, two people came into Bezdin. Objectively speaking, I see two guys holding up the talis. I never wondered it's both of those. Factually, how did the talis get to those hands? So when two people hold on to a talis, I take on that half is this, half is this. Sefamori took a kasha. If it's a reality, if it's a hechacha, if it's a circumstantial raya, what that means is, Balabatish. I'm looking at it with Balabatish eyes. I don't have a Malabandim. And I'm looking at a Zach, and I'm seeing two people calling the peasant holding out the towels. I say to myself, how did the towels get to them? I say the towels belong to both of them. I made that assumption. Moreover, I say, Savakasha. So why would the guy say, Chetzi Shalei, you're giving him half? Giving him a quarter? So what you tell me, he was made the other half, he's not a muzik, I'll ask very bluntly. Circumstantially, when two people come in holding a talis, it's a riot that it's both of them or it's not a riot, it's both of them. Make up your mind. What do I give out his time? So I'm missing a kasha. Tosfos says an ansadi that half is yours. What's the ansadi based on? A balbatisha umdana? Circumstantial evidence that when a guy walks in holding on to a talis, but still half the talis is his? So why should he lose that if he said chetzi shali? Do you know how the kasha is one? It's a famous kasha. It's a famous kasha in the yeshivas. A guy says chetzi shali, he gets a quarter. Why? He has a raya that half is his. What's the raya? Whatever the raya is, I don't know. There's some sort of an ansadi. There two people come into bezdin holding onto a talis. We never want that. It belongs to both of them. So he has a raya that half is his. Before he opened his mouth, by the way, what did we take on? That half is his, correct? He said half is mine. So give him half. Why are you shaking your head at a price? Oh?
to listen to this.
The first book was with me for the first time in ages.
To listen to the story.
That wasn't any story we called. The rye is not based on stories, it's based on circumstances. I have a question to you.
Before they open their mouth, there's an
Atzadi. And what changed after he opened his mouth, by the way? The Atzadi didn't say about Atzadi. He said, he's supporting the Rifacha. When two people hold on to a talis, you have a Rifacha that you own half the talis? Yes. He said, I own half the talis. What could be nicer? What could be better? What could be shinier than them? So I don't know what Tzvosh answered. No, the Tzvosh is a nice kasha. I'll never understand the Teretz. Two people walking to Bezna, two people holding on to a talis, and two people holding on to a talis, we have an Atzadi. Those we say to ourselves, how did this talis get to their hands? How did it get to their hands? It must be there. It's half-half. Wasn't those well? You didn't hear what I said. Two people walking to Bezna. Bezna says, how did it get to the two hands? Vice says, I was looking at your gamble. You know, it's both of theirs, right? So now we say, Moira, we say, open your mouth. Okay, says, half is mine. We say, that's great. Half is mine. The other guy looks like a lion. What could be better than that? He's supporting the Rechacha. He said, here's mine. We have a Rechacha that it's his. It's about looking into a gamble of a Sakinon. So statistically speaking, when a guy is holding on to a talus, we know one that it's his. How much of the talus did we know one that it's his before he opened his mouth? Half. He said half is his. What could be better than that? Give him half. What do you give him a quarter for? Because he was an honest guy. Because he went ahead and admitted that half is his. He said a number which is exactly matches the Rechacha that we have. We have a circumstantial Rechacha. And he said a tiny which matches the Rechacha. What do you mean he was made? Made the what? And why is it? Well, nothing changed. Nothing that they said changes the reality that I see that half is yours. You guys don't know what you're talking about, Rachel. Either you have a raya. You know what a raya means? A raya means a raya. That if a goy would look at it, you hear? A goy who's drunk, okay? Who never learned a word in his life. Would look at it, who would say, it's my guy. That's what a raya means, okay? That's what a raya, means. What's an ansadi? Ansadi means that if a person with a naked eye would see such a story, he would say, half a talis is his, half a talis is his. So the guy said, half a talis is mine. What do you want from his life? He has a raya, then it's his. The raya got weaker because he said half? I don't know what you guys are talking about. The raya got weaker because he said half? There's a raya! That half is his. The raya got weaker. So what in the world is Tosfos Rosh talking about? Tosfos Rosh has the kasha, by the way. He says, no, you're a maitis, you're not a muchzik in that half. What do you mean you're not a muchzik in that half? What do the words mean you're not a muchzik in the half? You have a raya, you don't have a raya. Make up your mind. The raya is circumstantial. Two people who come into holding a talis, either you have a raya, then it's not. Make up your mind. Decide. What does Tosfos Rosh say? Lump the charade. That Vivalt, he was moid on the other half. I'm not a muchzik in it. You know what I'm going to answer back cynically? Muchzik. Who cares if you're muchzik? Yeah, right. What do you mean muchzik? Is that a muchzik? What does that mean? Who cares if he's muchzik or not muchzik? Practically speaking, you have a raya, you don't have a raya. What do you say? I didn't hear what you said, but it doesn't make sense what you said. Yeah? It can't be. Let's go weiter. Why are you making face over there? You're trying to be shy now? You don't understand anything? What happened? I said something simple. What? I don't know how those wasn't that what? I'm saying those. I'm sorry, yeah, I agree. All the answers are fine. I have a right as well. Okay. There's a right as well. Say that. I'm happy you're thinking, but don't know what I said. Okay, those are three rayas. Shayna lem tshuva. Those are three rayas. Shayna lem tshuva. Now we're not talking about Baal Batash or Chocha, that we have a statistical raya that Mistama it's yours. Marashlish is you don't have a raya, Rishtaim Batukim, you don't have a raya to anything, B'chol Shem Batukim Mistama scammed the whole thing that they're holding on to the Shtar. And the third Ikaraya is this big Machlekes Rashi and the Tosfos Rosh. Why is Emma Kulishi number? Essentially, why we give you a quarter? And the Tosfos Rosh asked the Kasha, the Shita Sailor, Rashi is no Kasha. And he says a Teretz, which in the world of a Chocha doesn't make any sense. So he'll ask me, and which. And when does the Tosfos Rosh Teretz? Yeah, make sense? I'll explain. What does Tosfos mean? So Rabbi Zeno taught us, so we'll couple the whole other way yeshivas, that Tosfos didn't mean Havaytu Mechavel Moraya, like we said yesterday, that's Hashonat. Tosfos didn't mean Chazok or Komash Atachas Yodam or Eir Shaloi. It just proves three rayas that it can't be. So the belt says that what Tosfos meant to say was the lashon of Rabbi Chanan that I printed out for you yesterday on the sheet in Ois Kufnun Gimel and Bav Basra. Rabbi Chanan says there's a thing called Cheskas Momon, which is a din. There's many, many rayas in Shas. This thing is a little bit of a detective story because there's rayas from Rishonim. that there's such a concept. Well, the big controversy is later on as well, we're going to see four places where the Ktesis and the Sivas argued about this concept, what the mark of such a concept is. Rabbi Seinu said that in this place they state a third Yisoid. Not the place of Mechavel Raya, which means physically leave it where it is. Not the thing that I have a Raya that is yours. But there's a thing called Cheskas Momen. Cheskas Momen means that when we see something by somebody, we nem on that the money is yours. Now this neming on is not a hichacha, it's not a raya, and it's not a yediyah, it's a din. Rabbi Chanan provides us with a service over there in Ayiz Kof and Gimel Basra that he compares it to the dinim of chazaka by Yisurim. I said yesterday, and I repeat now, by Yisurim, when we call Basar chazaka, it's not a statistic, right? A lady was a single lady, a penuya. And you had a suffolk whether she had kedushin, so we put it back on her list, no chazaka, that she was single. You don't have a raya that she's single. You don't have a statistics that you sing, you don't have a beer, you don't have a idea. It's a din, but it's a din that's learned out of a pasuk, by the way. It's a din that's learned out of a pasuk. That we go now to the pasuk, that we go pasuk chazokas. It's a din, I stress. It's a din. It's not a sfora, it's not a raya, it's not a idea, it's not a beer. Wherever we see a moment, we leave it. We nem on that where moment is, that's who it belongs to. I repeat, we nem on that where Mammon is, that's who it belongs to. It's a din, not a svara, not a raya, not a bira. That means this is a major upgrade of the classic din of Moitzi Mechavel Raya. The classic din of Moitzi Mechavel Raya just says, leave the money where it is. This is a higher din. Wherever money is, we nem on that it's yours, we treat it like it's yours. Atkidekach, Amnochim said that when it says Anan Sadi over here, Anan Sadi means that Bezdin, that Anan Sadi is Bezdin. Bezdin treats it like that. We treat it like that. Anocha was Medayek Adik, which doesn't excite me, but I'll say it over. Chashiv Ki'ilu Kol Echad Yeshla. What's the Ki'ilu? It's not Yeshla, what's Ki'ilu? But either way, Rabbi Seinu taught us, and all Rabbi Seinu, it's Mekubum Da'ilma Yeshivas, that in this Taisis was Nizgala, a third Nekuda. There's no Hechacha, there's no Din, there's no Hechacha. There's a din that we nem on that money belongs to where it is. It's a din. You can't ask, it's a din. You'll ask me, what is that? I'll tell you, it's the same thing like by Yisurim. We leave it in its, we nem on that things were the way it is. You ready to say it? The same thing by Yisurim. We nem on the way it was. It was kosher, it stayed kosher. It was treif, it stayed treif. It was married, it stayed married. Divorce, it stayed divorce. We nem on that money is where, by the Bialim, it belongs to the Bialim. There are very big shiroshim to this. I'll just tell you that you should know. This is a Marik, the Chuvas Marik, one of the Kadmoinim. He's the first one that compares. I forgot which Chuvah. Later in the Zman, I'm going to print it out to you when it becomes more relevant. The Marik said beforeish, the Cheskas moment is learned out of Cheskas Yisurim. You can't understand what type of earthquake that is. Because normally, the din of Cheskas Yisurim is by Yisurim, Treif, Motor, Kosher, Aser, Tor, Tomei, married, not married. Here we're talking about money. But the Marik said that the same way by Yisurim we have a cloud called going basa chazaka, leaving it where it is, by moment we have the same Yisurim. And it's a din, not as far. Now, this answers all the kashas. Why? Because if you're talking about hechacha, but manash lisha, there's no hechacha. But there's a din. We leave it where it is. And if for some reason, like I said yesterday, manash lisha is called, he's holding it for you. So it's by you. We have a din. We leave money where it is. Wherever money is, we take on that it belongs to the one it's being held for. It's being held for you, so it's a din. You're asking, but there's no hechacha. It's not a hechacha. It's a din. We nem on that money is where it is.
Why is it similar to Yisurim?
Okay, no.
Why is it similar to Yisurim? Yisurim announced yesterday.
But Yisurim's also the last status quo. The status quo of the money is that it's by this guy now. That's the status quo. We nem on like the status quo. You know what? It's by the guy now. And we never like that. We never that the Mitzias is like that. Hagamba, there's a whole fight today. What happened? Who says? One second. Kasha number two was Vashtar. The answer is Vashtar, there's no Hechacha because nobody normal shops around the Shtar all day. But the Mitzias, since they're both holding onto the Shtar, they're both holding onto the Chayiv. The Chayiv is sitting by both guys. You ready to say? Two guys holding onto a Shtar, there's no Raya that you paid half because normal people don't walk around with the Leva all day. But as far as where is the $500, it's by both of us, because we're both holding on to the shtar. And holding on to the shtar is a way of holding on to the money. So if we're both holding on to the shtar, we're both holding on to the $500. The $500 is sitting by me. And this explains the Shvar of Tosfos HaRosh. to Toshio Takashi and said, is it an ansadi over here? So give the guy half. So what do you answer? The half that you might, you're not holding on to. So he asked, I don't understand. What do you tell me, lumpus? The half that I'm not holding on to. You have a hechacha on half? You don't have a hechacha on half. The hechacha changes because of my tainus. Circumstantial rayas change because of my taina? Circumstantial rayas are totally in circumstances. How do you read such a story? You're looking at the video clip. Without sound. How does it sound? What is it? If you see half, so you see half. What's the difference what I said? But if it's a din, it's niflamoy lamita shel Torah. But if it's a din, so Shad is, I have no idea what happened over here. We have no idea. So why are we giving it to you? Because it's sitting by you. How much of it is sitting by you? The hif that you were made is not by you, Bukhal. Because he said it was his. So the amount that's sitting by you is hif. Well, the other guy's also sitting by you, that hif, so you get a quarter. If there's a raya, rayas are circumstantial. Either there's a raya, there's no raya, make up your mind. Why should my taina change the raya? A raya is, I told you, if you call in a sheikh to look at the story, what would he say? What's my taina change anything? But if it's a din, the din is we leave it by the guy who's mukhzik. Says the Torah of Rosh Hashanah to Kazakh. The hif that you were made, you're not mukhzikin. The hif that you made, you're not mukhzikin. Rav Nachman says a line, Rav Osher says it so many times. Mukhzik means you're holding like a bile, not just it's physically in your hand. So now I'll ask, I'll repeat my question again. And what do I care if I'm called mukhzik or not? Is there a raya or there's no raya? Make up your mind. The answer is no. It's not because there's a raya. It's because you're mukhzik in it, and money, which is mukhzik by you, will leave by you. But you're not mukhzik in that hif, because you're made that it is. That's niflamoy lamita shel Torah. That's part one of today. That's what Tosfos meant when he said anan sadi ki'ilu hushaloi. That's why we do yachleikum. Now we begin part two. What are the Gemara answer on Mana Shlishi? Ein achaluka chayli asemes. So I have three horrors. First of all, Tosfos says lekach b'shani the hosam vade. What's the lekach? Tosfos says, that's why they answered Ein achaluka chayli asemes. What's the lekach? What does that have to do with Tosfos till now? Very, very, very powerful diag. I'm going to say big raid on this. What's the lekach? Lekach! Yemunach. Except, lekach mishani. What's the lekach mishani? The Gemara is, but I want to ask the kasha much better. I'm sure you all had this horrim shot. Why would all this Tosfos bring down the teretz over there? Why would all this Tosfos bring down the teretz in the Gimel? Why did Tosfos bring in Mana Shlishi, by the way? Because Tosfos had a kasha that if the only reason why you do Yachleiku is because of Shnayim Erchzen, so Mana Shlishi is not Shnayim Erchzen. What if Tosfos answer it is Shnayim Erchzen? It's fine. What do you think the teretz? Well, we'll get there. We're going to get to that Gimel, by the way. We're not American yeshiva. We're going to get the Gimel Meretz Hashem. So what's this one? Tosfos Pelotzen. Tosfos had a kasha that now that I just finished saying that you don't say Yachleiku until you have Shnayim Erchzen, what's the Gemara's kasha for Mana Shlishi? And for Tosfos, Mana Shlishi is also Shnayim Erchzen, a weird shot we spoke about yesterday, Machleikus type of Rebbe Baker. And Tosfos says it, Mushani, we have to speak in Tosfos, we'll get there. Why did Bechal Tosfos bring in Mana Shlishi? I'm asking a more to Kashayla. Why did Tosfos bring in Mana Shlishi? Tosfos brought in Mana Shlishi because. Tosfos brought in Mana Shlishi because. He had a problem that why should there be Yachleiku over there? He had a kasha from the kasha of the Gemara there, not the Teretz. The Teretz wasn't the problem. Why does the Gemara want that we should say Yachleiku over Mana Shlishi? What's this being the Teretz? We'll get to the Gemara, see the Teretz. So one diak is what's the lakach, and the second thing is what's the yisoid of. Why did Teretz being a Dabachal? And the third question that I want to speak about now is what is this yisoid called Ein Achaluka Chayli Asemes? What I care is the Chaluka Chayli Asemes, not Chaluka Chayli Asemes. The Maisa have a Sibba to do it. There are those who wanted to say that it's Ein Achaluka Chayli Asemes. We don't have an Anan Sadi. What's the Anan Sadi mean? Anan Sadi says we take on that it's both, right? But it's Ein Achaluka Chayli Asemes. I can't take on that it's both. So first of all, that can't be the pshat anyway. So maybe that's the pshat. What's the ansadi? Ansadi means that we take on that it's both of yours. Comes along and looks at someone and says, I can't make an ansadi. You give me the guy half because of an ansadi. That ansadi is not true. It's not an ansadi half to him. Because I'm on a shlishi, it can't be. It's not true. Is that all I learned? I'm missing a very deep shayla. I want to put that on the table. Now, what is the problem called Ein Achaluka Chayli Asemes? You could learn that the problem is there's no an ansadi. Why are you giving each guy half? Because of an ansadi, half is yours, half is yours. That ansadi is not true. Is that all the elements That Ansari is not true. You're giving me half because there's an Anan Sadi. There's no Anan Sadi. There's no Anan Sadi that half is half, half is yours. It's not true. Amar Shlishi, for example. Amar Shlishi, there's no Anan Sadi, half is yours, half is yours. People don't pay up at the one in the middle. So the Anan Sadi is not true. Why are you doing Yachleiku? Because you have an Anan Sadi, half is yours. It's not true. There's no Anan Sadi. So then the entire chisorin of Eina Chiluk Ufarli Yosemes is in the Anan Sadi. You want to make it an Ansadi? I can't make it an Ansadi. By the way, is that a little in this morning? It's not Mashma Tosfos like that. Tosfos Mashma that the Gemara's Teretz was, there's a new Yisoid called Eina Chalukah Chalei Yosemes. Not that the Siba of the Chalukah. I'm asking a very interesting question. When it's Eina Chalukah Chalei Yosemes, so the Siba for the Yachalukah went away? The whole Siba for the Yachalukah is an Ansadi. When you have Eina Chalukah Chalei Yosemes, you don't have an Ansadi. I have two Rashi from Tosfos saying that. The first Rashi from Tosfos says, Tosfos for Yosemes and says, he says, "Enech luka cholos." I'm shachin shnayim adukum b'shtar. Then he fears lois. Avol ba'arba b'vay the ship. Afagaf the efsha shishos name. Even though it could be both of them, which means luka cholos emes. Human name muzakum boy. I mean, he called them rosses. Then holding on to it, he called them out, right? Have more the kazach. What did Taisa say? What should have Taisa said, by the way? They should have said that by arba nobody's holding on to it. There's no Anan Sadi, so what's the din? What's your Tosfos said? But by Arba, nobody's holding on to it. There's no Anan Sadi, what's the din? Why do Tosfos add on Afagaf the Efshe Shishol Shneim?
That's one of the conditions we
need. Oh. Tosfos said, because even though over there you don't have what? Condition number one of what? Of holding on, but you chach have what? You chach have what? Chalukah Chalukah Semes. I'm going to teach you how to learn a Tosfos, okay? A free workshop. According to Rabbi Schlesinger, he keeps nodding his head at me that the pshat of Eina Chalukah Chalei Yosemes is important than Ansadi, correct? So nobody ever said that Chalukah Chalei Yosemes and Eina Chalukah Chalei Yosemes is a reason to do a Chalukah or not do a Chalukah. Nobody ever said it's a condition for Chalukah. When it's Eina Chalukah Chalei Yosemes, there's no Anansadi. Well, Anansadi is the Baal Matar Zah. We take on that it's both. When it's Eina Chalukah Chalei Yosemes, there's no Anansadi. So then why by Arbo, where there's nobody being muhzik, where nobody's holding, why do Tosfos have to apologize and say, and even though it's Chalukah Chalei Yosemes, what's the Milo Chalukah Chalei Yosemes? There's no Milo called Chalukah Chalei Yosemes. When it's Eina Chalukah Chalei Yosemes, there's no Anansadi. You know, tiny? I want to bring out the power. What's the problem with Eina Chalukah Yosemes? You could learn. There's no problem. So suppose there's no Anansadi, Balabatish. You want to make it an Anansadi that it's both? There's no Anansadi. I can't make it an Anansadi that I can't make it umdana that we take on that it's both. It's not both. So somebody ever said that Chalukah Chalei Yosemes is a Milo, Chalukah Chalei Yosemes is not a Milo. So let's just have to apologize. By Arba, nobody's holding on to it, so we do call Don Gvar. Even though it's Chalukah Chalei Yosemes, what's the Milo of Chalukah Chalei Yosemes? Chalukah Chalei Yosemes is that when you have an Anan Sadi and it's Eina Chalukah Chalei Yosemes, so it's not. The minute you tell me that by Arba, by the ship, nobody's holding on to it, so there's no Eichzin, there's no Anan Sadi, we do call Don Gvar, Gendik. Taisi says, no, like you said, we have one of the conditions we have. Somebody said conditions? Chalukah Chalei Yosemes is a condition to make Yachleiku? No. It's a din that when you have Eina Chalukah Yosemes, there's no Anan Sadi. Now by Arba, there's no Anan Sadi anyway, because nobody's holding on to it. So it says you have to apologize and add on, even though it's Chalukah Chalei Yosemes. Therefore, it's clear to me that the topic of Chalukah Chalei Yosemes doesn't mean there's no Anan Sadi. And by the way, Tosfos is not Mashal, the Gemara is Chayzer, the Gemara says no, it's a mistake. Rabbi Zeno taught us that Chalukah Chalei Yosemes means that Bezin doesn't do dinim which are krum. It means you have an Anan Sadi, you have half, you have an Anan Sadi that he has half. You have an Anan Sadi for each half. But at the end of the day, the din can't be true. And Bezdin doesn't do dinim, which ain't a Chalukah Chalei Yosemes. At the end of the day, the totality of the psak is I'm going to give you half, I'm going to give you half. That Chalukah can't be true. We don't do things. That means we have a secret to the Chalukah. You have an Anan Sadi, the half is yours, you have an Anan Sadi, the half is yours. Even though the two Anan Sadis clash, that doesn't bother me. I have an Anan Sadi, half is yours, you have an Anan Sadi. What's the Chalukah Chalei Yosemes? It's a new word. That when the Chalukah can't be MS, is Hagam is a Siba to do Yachleiku, but Lamaisa, a Psak that's not MS, we don't do an MS, a Psak that's not MS. That's step one. That's what Eina Chalukah Chalei Yosemes means. I'm going to expand now on this and say Tifer 8. What I'm saying now is the Ikor that I came to say today, even though I already said a few important things. Listen carefully now. Now listen very, very carefully. I want to explain by Harchova what is the problem of Ein Achalukah Chalei Yosemes and expand on it. What is this problem? We don't do a Chalasach. In order to explain it, I'm going to jump to the end of Tosfos and bring out the power of what Ein Achalukah Chalei Yosemes is. Tosfos translation says, Ulusumchis Afagav Dein Mul Zorkenboy, Vein Achalukah Chalei Yosemes, Hecha Di Ika Drora Dimamoina, Pirish of Aleta and the same yourself like the Bezenyaf like. Let me explain for a few minutes what's going on over here. I'm going to tell you what's after, but I don't get up and dance. I come that it's in the middle of nowhere. Listen carefully. Place has a kasha. I just finished saying that we never say yachloiku. We only say yachloiku when you have what? Oichazin. In fact, Tais is strange. I have a sunchas who holds that we say yachloiku always, even without oichazin. I brought you Gemara today, Baba Kama. Shoshan Nagar. We don't know if the animal died before, died afterwards. Says sunchas, yachloiku, you have to pay. I went to Mechabel Raya. Mama and Hamutal Besafik. Hulk, nobody's holding on to it over there. There's no Iverson over there, right? They're arguing about when did the baby die. Baby died before, baby died afterwards. I think I make you pay. In fact, Tesis, there's no Iverson over there. And then Tesis adds on. Not only there's no Iverson, there's also no what? There's also no what adds on Tesis. There's no Chalukah Chalas Amos. By the way, I see in this Tesis right here, but basically, listen to what I'm saying. Chalukah Chalas Amos, no do that on Tzadi. Rabbi say, by some who's working with an Anantzadi? No, there's nobody holding on to anything. And still Tosis says there's a problem called what? Enech Chuzabas, that ends that shot. Anybody who made a mistake today and learned that Enech Chuzabas means an Anantzadi problem is unfortunately not like that. Although Tosis says by some who's, there are two problems by some who's. One is you're not holding on to it, and B, it's Enech Chuzabas. Now the meaning you're not holding on to it, so whether I care if it's Enech Chuzabas or not, there's no Anantzadi there anyway. The Teretz is, there's two problems by some Chus. One is you're not holding on to it, so why are you doing Yachleku? And B, there's Enech Lukachalas Emes. It's a Krumazach. What is Tosis' answer? There it's different. Why is it there different? Here it's a draw of mine appears for late time to say, Yosefik, the best. What does that mean? The din that some Chus holds, we say Yachleku always, irrespective of Beichzen, irrespective of what? Of Lukachalas Emes, is by draw of mine. Draw of mine is a different type of Sofik. Draw the mind is a suffix that without them opening their mouths, there's a suffix. It's what I call a mega suffix. Bezin sitting on the street and they see Shoshan Agas as a paro. For Ober Bitzita, there's a suffix. When did the baby die? Before or afterwards? That suffix, which is not built on the tinus, over there we say Achleku A without Oichzen and B without Chreliosemis. Fregeir, what's Akam Shah, by the way? Why attack over there? Do we make the Achleku even without Chreliosemis? If I'll understand there why, then I understand why us yes, and why it says lakach. I'm going to listen to the beauty I'm going to say. Watch. I'm going to say, why taka by some place do we make yachleku even though they're not holding on to it? What's draw the mind? Draw the mind is what's called in the yeshiva shesprach a very stark suffix. Well, why is it a stark suffix? It's a zas suffix that even without anybody opening their mouth, there's a suffix in front of us. It's what we call a real suffix. Forget when you have a real suffix, so why are you doing Yachleku? Why are you doing Yachleku, by the way? Agav, Leilam agrees that Yachleku is not a miss of Pshara in the story of Pshara Shanaka, because either the baby died before or the baby died afterwards, right? So why are we doing Yachleku over there? It's a Pshara. That means, the belt that study has suffix are so strong, there's a real suffix, so we give each guy something. You'll agree that that's the ultimate chalukah sofik. There it's a real pshara. What's about pshara? You're not resolving the sofik by saying yachleku. You don't know when the baby died before or after. What do we have? The Teretz is a sofik. And the sofik, the way we resolve a sofik is by giving hif. That's why a drawer don't mind a tikka sofik, which is a high level sofik. So each guy has, by the way, the word drawer means connection. You each have a connection to the tzad. So we give you hif. Watch. I'll ask you, and what about Chalukah Chalas Emes? You're doing a Krumazach. You know what the answer is? I don't care. I'm allowed to do Krumazach. I'm not looking for the truth. I'm not a truth seeker. It's a resolution of a Sofik. It's a drawer of the mind. There's a mega Sofik over here. Nimcha over here. We don't know where the baby died. So one of the resolutions is give each guy here. Give each guy something. We don't know what to do. We don't have Eidim. If you ask me, it's not fear, it's not richtig, it's not emes, so it's not. Who says Bezdin has to do psakim, which are always emes? That's why some of us. Fregich, and what happens by us, all of a sudden we became worried about chalukos emes. You know why? Because by us, why are you doing yachaluku by us? Watch the tifkait. Why are you doing yachaluku by us, by the way? Yachaluku is not the correct resolution of the sofik. What is the correct resolution of the sofik by us? Called Olam Gvar. Why? Because it's not a draw the minor by us. There's no draw the minor. There's a real Suffolk over here. Two guys walking, honestly, two guys walking to Bezdin carrying a talus. You have a Suffolk? Of course not. You want to know why two guys walking to Bezdin carrying a talus? They're weird. They're on an international road trip of all the Bate Dinim in the world. And they also decided to carry a talus with them. That's their flag. Okay? So when two people walk into Bezdin, we don't have a Suffolk. The Suffolk is a talada of the time, is correct? It's not a real Suffolk. So why are you doing Yachleiku? Watch what I'm going to say now. Why are you doing Yachleiku? You have an Ansadi, right? It means you're doing Yachleiku because you have reason to believe that each guy has half. You have reason to believe that you're doing the truth. Watch. In the case of Drodu Maina, the reason why I'm doing Yachleiku is the ultimate Psak Suffolk. Over there, the Yachleiku is not the resolution of the Suffolk. The Suffolk when the baby died. Before the Negicha, after the Negicha. So why are you doing Yachleiku? Because it's a Suffolk. Drodu Maina, it's a real Suffolk. Why a real Suffolk with the Yachleiku? See, they're asking, but it's Enech HaDikah Kharel HaSemes. Who cares? I'm looking for the Emes. I'm looking for the truth. But over here, Be'etzim, in our type of Suffolk, where it's not a Drodu Maina, that's it. You shouldn't do Yachleiku. So why are you doing Yachleiku? Because you have reason to believe that that's the truth. You have reason to believe that's the truth, because there's a reason to take on that half is yours, and there's a reason to believe that half is yours, correct? There's a reason to believe that half is yours, and the reason to believe half is yours. Ah. You're making a psak yachleiku because you have reason to believe that it is. We don't do psakim that are not true. So in a place where the siba for the psak of the Suffolk is the Suffolk itself, because that's the richtige psak of the Suffolk, that's in a drawer of the memoinatik of Suffolk, I couldn't care less whether it's true or not. I'm not looking for the truth. I'm looking for a pshara. But over here, that's and the psak wasn't supposed to be yachleiku. That's not the psak. Psak is called all gar. Because it's not a drawer of the minor. By the way, here's the beauty. When it's not drawer of the minor, why should I give you half? There's a Suffolk who's lying, so fight it out. Why should I give you half and give you half? There's no real Suffolk here. We don't really have a tzad that it's yours. There's no reason why I should give you half. So the pshat is no. But over here, we have a siba, an ansadi. We neman that it's yours. So the reason why we're doing Yachleiku is because Yachleiku could be, it's true. We're looking, Yachleiku is the Yachleiku of our Mishnah is not because Stam a Pshara that we threw it up in the air. The Yachleiku of our Mishnah is because an Ansadi, we have reason to believe that we're doing the truth. I have reason to believe that you're doing the truth. Well, what about a case of Daniel Chalukah Hosam? You're not doing the truth, so get lost, don't leave it. That's the Tief guy, why? Hamevin Yovin. That's the Lekach of Tosfos. You hear the beauty? Zok Tosfos, the Psak really is called Olam Kvar. Says Tosfos, so why over here is Yachleiku? Because over here is Anan Sadi. Says Tosfos, Anan Sadi? You're making Yachleiku because you nemdon? You have reason to take on halachically that it's his? Oh, Lekach Mishani, that's why the Gemara answered, Anan Chalukah Hosam. Because Be'etzem, if Lietzur the Yachleiku, now that I said, that the only reason why you're doing Yachleiku is why? Because you're moving on, you have reason to believe that he deserves to get half. You're giving the guy half because you have reason to believe he deserves to get half. Lekach mishani, that when it's on embers, we're not going to give you something which we know is not true. Lafuki sumchis, where there the Yachleiku is not because I have reason to believe that it's yours, but the Yachleiku is stami Yachleiku suffering. What do I care if it's true or not? That's the Lekach. Taisi says, and now I understand the terrors of the Gemara. I didn't understand the Gemara until now. What do you mean? Tell me you say you're doing the Yachleiku when it's Chalukah Hosemes. By some because I see it's not true. By some because I see the Yachleiku without Chalukah Hosemes. Hosemes over here all of a sudden Chalukah Hosemes. Why? Because you can't do things which are krum. We know things which are krum like we see by some because. So I says, no. But now that I said that the reason why you're doing Chalukah over here is not inside the Suffolk. No, because we're looking for the truth. We're trying to take on what is the Emes. It's not the Emes. Lekach. Now I understand the Gemara is there. It's Eidek and Kulhepes. Turns out it's but by some case, we're over there, the Suffolk is a different type of Suffolk, where the Achleiku is without Eichesin. Then even though it's Eidek and Kulhepes, I don't care. Tonight, Reitz Hashem, there'll be a special vod at 10:45, only for our shir. I'm not sure yet, either on Shabbos or on Tefillah, I'll decide. What do you want, Shabbos or Tefillah?